not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Anyway, we are recording.
Oh, we are?
Yep.
Oh, did you already do the intro?
No.
Oh.
This is just pre-recording.
Jeff! Oh, splashing it all over.
Splish splash.
I was taking a Fruit Loopy bath.
So we've got some feedback, poll results from a few weeks ago, obviously the coffee, and I'm going to do a follow-up today to ask you about how it's going with the burglar that you're housing right now. Bachelor party weekend.
What? Say that again.
I want to do a follow-up. I think we should more often than not do a follow-up of what happened the previous week.
Oh, okay.
When it's necessary.
Here is an insane moneymaker idea.
And Jeff, make sure you close. Well, let's do a little sound check right now. Testing audio, 1, 2.
Save it for the podcast, Jeff.
No, I think it should be said before the podcast.
Well, I need a sound check.
Okay, as I'm doing my sound check, I'll explain this idea. We pick out a coffee the week before and have a club, a French press club, and they pay $30 a month, $40 a month. It's expensive. And we mail them this coffee, and they can enjoy it with us while listening to the French press.
Jeff, I always knew you were sharp.
And it has to be expensive so that it's worth our time.
Yeah, because we don't, I mean, you'd be shocked how much money we make off this podcast. I mean, it's worth our time. It's so worth our time.
It's a great idea. No, I believe you.
Well, you shouldn't believe me.
I just...
Because I'm being sarcastic.
Okay. Jeff, it's not... You know what? Let's try it. It's definitely not the worst idea.
I don't think we have a big enough audience. I'm pretty sure we should lob it. I'm pretty sure
lob it mean
that we would have
pull it. Yeah,
we tried that with the shirts, and people are overly optimistic about what they're willing to spend.
Uh-huh.
But I do think it's a good idea. Let's try it. I doubt there's going to be more than two people that sign up, and one of them is going to be my mom.
Okay, but. $100 a week.
What if your mom doesn't end up being
$100 a week for this podcast.
$100 a week?
A month.
I think we'd be lucky to pull $15 a month.
Well, that doesn't even cover the coffee.
Because the coffee is going to cost...
Do we have to give them a whole pound?
No.
Just give them a little Ziploc bag.
Actually, it would be really easy if we'd give them whole pounds.
We may as well make it a whole pound. Maybe we can team up with Main Street. They do have a subscription service through, I forget who it's through.
Getyourbeans.com.
No, I'm not sure who it's through. Let's keep on rolling this around. Maybe we'll get some feedback on this that will help us decide. But I like the idea. A lot more work is going to be involved than you think.
Yeah, which is why it has to be expensive.
Yeah,
it has to be expensive, and it has to be only Ruben taking care of it.
Yes to the first part, no to the second.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, I want to talk about moldy coffee, bachelor party weekend, and Jeff has a romantic photo shoot.
Are we also going to talk about Willie the Welder?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm at PWI, Ruben, and Ruben, I don't even know.
Ruben.
No, just surprise.
We have the best Willie the Welder story ever.
Oh, I can't wait.
The best.
I don't even know the story. Do you?
Enough to tell it.
If none of you knows it.
We definitely know.
Well enough to tell it. Okay. I will tell this Willie the Welder story.
And Layton, do you have anything more you wanted to talk about?
No.
Okay, something might come up organically.
Maybe.
I mean, you'll have a little bit with when we follow up.
Of course.
So, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 233.
And it's Tuesday, May 8th, 2018.
Today on the podcast, you already know what we're going to talk about if you listen to the pre-roll.
Preamble?
Preamble? Which you probably
the pre-ramble.
Since it was at the beginning, you probably listened to it already.
But, very briefly, if this is your first time listening to the French Press Podcast, this is an encouraging story, or an encouraging podcast filled with stories, motivation,
Inspiration.
And inspiration.
Mostly just a bunch of...
Gif-gaff.
Gif-gaff and horsing around, but that's okay. We drink coffee, too.
Anyway.
Speaking of coffee, should we get that out of the way?
It's not quite ready yet. It needs to brew for 4 minutes. It
smells of fruitiness.
It does. Let's just start...
Actually, I could probably press it now.
Where we ended last week. Layton, last week you told us about how you lost your identity... Mm-hmm. And also how you had a burglar in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you still housing that burglar, or have you caught him and kicked him out?
Let's just say the burglar still remains anonymous.
Are you? Well, you know who he is.
Well, we know what he is. We haven't named him yet.
Do you?
But he's definitely still finding shelter within my humble abode.
You know he's still in your house.
Well, but we haven't caught him, and I doubt he would voluntarily leave.
It's like that creepy neighbor.
Our house is very comfortable, Ruben.
You just know that he's watching, that he's there.
We haven't found any droppings. It's so weird.
I feel like, Layton, I feel like your house is riddled with stories of bad things happening to your blinds. I just thought it was that way.
First the dog, now being peed on.
What's next? A child?
A child.
Being strangled to death?
And if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week's episode, and this will all make much more sense. Okay, so not a whole lot of an update. Keep us up to date if you do catch him. And I still think that you'd be better off eliminating some of your traps. I think you're scaring him.
We already have eliminated all of the snap traps.
Oh, well, okay.
Because... Get this, and this is maybe a good little tip for those of you who suffer from mice problems.
Mousitis,
which is a bad case of mice. Mice-howitis. House-itis.
You would think that Jeff pouring coffee would be a separate audio clip where I have the gain turned all the way up. But it's not. He's just pouring coffee as loudly as possible.
As loudly as possible.
And he's good at it, too. No, we've cleaned up all of our snap traps. We've removed them, taken the peanut butter off of them because it was attracting ants. Ants were... Oh.
And it wasn't powerful enough to snap on the ants, huh?
Well, even if it wouldn't have killed them.
Or maybe one. But they come in armies.
They come in armies. Dude, what was that crazy...
Yeah, at least with sticky traps you can get the ants too.
Story. About so and so versus the ants.
Yeah,
was it Ruben?
He built a moat. I feel like
that's right.
Ruben versus the ants.
No,
Hector versus the ants.
It was something in was set in South America. America.
I
yeah.
believe.
Yeah,
someone literature versus story. The ants. Hector or Victor
is
something kind of... something Hispanic.
Okay. Maybe. Well, anyways. Keep going. I'll do some research.
All right. Let's talk about the coffee. Yeah.
Let's talk about this coffee.
We already talked about how it smelled fruity, like fruity pebbles, not citrusy.
Yeah.
But it smelled like fruity pebbles. It clearly is coffee because I can see it and I'm sipping it now.
I've tasted it. I'm not a huge fan. It's good, but I don't know. It's got a little bit of a bitterness that I just don't like. Like, it's not bitter, but it's like, it's not that great.
This reminds me of the coffee...
It tastes cheap.
There's a part of this coffee that reminds me of the coffee that that Wendell gave us, where it tastes kind of earthy. It doesn't taste super crisp and clean, and sometimes it can be because of the grind or the grind that it is.
Which this is a medium grind and not a coarse grind, but it did filter pretty well in the French press.
I feel like I know where this coffee came from since we were together over the weekend, but. I think it's a flavored coffee because of that fruity smell.
It has to be flavored. You don't have beans like this.
I wonder what flavor is fruity pebbles.
You have to try to guess the flavor. You won't guess where it came from.
Well, okay. I was gonna guess it came from Bob Evans because you bought coffee there over the weekend.
No. I think that coffee is. It's at home. No, this did not come from Bob Evans.
I'm gonna guess. Okay, is it? It is some kind of...
I'm ready with mine. I think it's a blueberry blueberry, some kind of pastry, blueberry pastry, like a blueberry, blueberry muffin.
Pastry, okay. What's your guess, Layden?
Oh, that was pretty much my guess, but I'll...
You gotta be quick on that draw.
Man. Raspberry? It's not raspberry.
Raspberry? Close. No. This is blueberry coffee.
Really?
Really good guess, Ruben.
Whoa.
And the fact that you guessed that makes me value the coffee more because they're actually authentic with the flavor. Because obviously, it actually reminded you of real blueberries. This coffee is from 7-Eleven.
I didn't know 7-Eleven made coffee.
Mm-hmm. Every gas station.
Did you buy it
from
it or did you steal it out of the coffee maker?
I did both. No, I just bought it. But they have like the pre-made, pre-ground packets.
My biggest issue with it is not even, I don't love the flavor, but the flavor is okay. It's that earthy.
It's very acidic.
It feels like there's a bunch of grinds.
It's Arabica dust. Beans, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Arabica? Is that really how you say it?
Arabica coffee. Arabica?
Arabic.
No, it has an A. Arab coffee. It has an A on the end.
Arabic coffee.
Needless to say, I'm not a fan.
No. All right, we got coffee out of the way. Let's do the poll result from a few weeks ago.
My word. We literally just, wow. We got feedback, like, live on the podcast. Did you see that, Ruben? On the Facebook
live
page?
Check
the
Facebook. Feedback.
Check the Facebook page. Someone timed their feedback perfectly. It was Weston Hostetler.
They probably heard that.
Well,
I
responded to him a few minutes ago, which is probably why he responded again.
Oh.
But he responded, yes, at half an hour before we started recording, and then I asked him a follow-up question, and now he has responded again.
Oh, my word.
And we'll get to that. Okay. But I want to get to the poll question first. A few months ago, it was suggested, when Layden was talking about fastening shelves and picture frames and whatnot to his wall, whether he uses a hammer and nail or a screw and screw gun, and it was suggested that we should have a poll question to ask people if they are screw people or nail people. And the polls, the results are in, and it is split 50-50.
Really?
Well, we should have added... Go vote and tip the scale.
We should have added another option for pin, because that was the thing that was brought up too.
Mm.
But no, we won't acknowledge that pins are a real thing.
Thank you.
But now we can go ahead and get to the feedback.
All right.
And one piece
you have it right there, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Go for it.
Weston wrote in. He said, "Hey, Ruben." And when you write into the Facebook page, you're writing to all of us. This is not. Mm-hmm. This goes to everyone.
Yeah, I feel
don't
offended.
Feel like you can.
I feel offended that my name was not mentioned.
I guess just of hey, Ruben and Layden. I'm kidding. hey, Ruben. I think it would be great if you could put the entire intro song back into the podcast, like it was in many of the early episodes. Even if you just play it at the end as an outro, in addition to being a great song, it would also give all your viewers or listeners a false sense that the podcasts are longer. Plus, it's a really great song. I've mentioned this to Layden several times, but as per his standard procedure, he never remembers my verbal feedback. Either way, I love the podcast, and you guys do a great job.
I love that we at least have a standard procedure.
One of us does. I did respond and asked him if he meant playing the full song as a background as we do the intro, just playing that longer and a little bit louder so you can continue hearing it. And no, he wants a full volume intro or outro. and he continues on.
Outro?
And okay, he can
an outroduction. He talked about conclusion.
Doing this in the earlier episodes. I don't remember ever playing the full song.
This was way back when I still edited the podcast.
Got to cut it out.
No, I don't know.
I remember it though.
I had a really, really long fade in. I think that's how I had it.
I don't like long fade in
and
because
a
I feel
long fade out at the beginning.
I assume most people are like me and want to get to the meat of the content.
No. I see,
because I always skip forward if I hear either an ad or an intro.
Are you a TLDR person?
I am a TLDR. So much so that I haven't listened to most of my podcasts by 1.25 or 1.5 the normal speed.
No. See, I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he actually, a lot of the radio hosts radio talk show hosts, they let their songs ride out for quite a while at the beginning of their shows.
Well, but I think that is to cut or to make up for the sloppy, what would you say, advertisement timing of the radio stations.
That could be.
I think that's meant to cover up some sins there.
That you're probably right, but still, I mean, it's what I'm used to. It's what I feel is professional. But if Ruben doesn't feel like being professional, I'm okay with that. This doesn't have to be a professional podcast. It doesn't have to be.
Tell you what, maybe we can add it to the end of the episode. We did also have a comment from Fonda, our coworker. Coworker Fonda. She said that Ruben is right. The coffee at work is best when it is fresh. And if you've noticed, the coffee gets made approximately at the same time every day. So if you know when that is, you can have coffee, fresh coffee, all day long. Now, there's some exciting news happening at PWI. We're getting a new coffee maker. We need to test this bad coffee.
Yes.
Before that happens.
Before the old one gets thrown away, before we should do a side-by-side.
Retired. And I think we should just compare it to just Main Street coffee and then our... because we can't do it with the French press, because the French press is so different.
I think we should take the old coffee maker and the new one and make the same coffee in both and compare them on the spot and just do like a separate little recording.
We can do that. Do you know what coffee is made?
It's a Main Street blend usually, or the Costa Rican Terrazzo, one or the other.
So that's what I was going to say. We could just get the Main Street from Main Street.
Get a Main Street coffee from Main Street. Get a Joe to Go from Main Street.
But
you're saying comparing it to Main Street coffee itself. To comparing Main Street coffee to the,
the same kind of coffee, but I guess it didn't really matter.
No, let's do that.
It'll be made there. We can just get it.
Why don't we get, what we should do in that case is get a Joe to Go, just the pack, and fill it up with coffee from work.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way up here, just pick up the other kind.
Let's do that next Tuesday.
Oh, we can't forget.
I know.
Dauphinette Fugessa.
So much stuff to do. I also have one other feedback.
Okay.
I'm having trouble finding it. It was from my dad. Okay, dad said, mice use drops of urine to mark their trails in your house. If you find mice droppings in a cabinet drawer, you need to sanitize all the contents. They're nasty little creatures.
Did we not talk about this the other week, about mice traveling their urine trails?
Maybe, but dad didn't send this to me until Saturday.
I think I talked with Layton's dad about it.
Somewhere
he brought it up at work.
Okay. That's a scary thought.
That's actually really creepy, really gross.
What's crazy is, though, we found urine on our blinds.
Urine-stained blinds.
You need to
Batman.
Desanitize them.
Well, see, my thought was to leave the traps like around the blinds, and then when it comes back and it smells its own urine, it like will be, it'll want to get back up there and thus get caught on the trap.
You need to take a knife. You need to take a knife, scrape the dry urine into a little cup with warm water, stir it up, and then you need spritz the renewed urine on the trap.
Renewed
so it follows it exactly.
So you want to recycle mouse urine?
Yes.
For trapping.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. People do it all the time with deer. Except they don't trap deer, but that's beside the point.
Okay. So that's the feedback out of the way.
Let's talk about the weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about the weekend.
Layton planned two bachelor parties because he's the best man in two different wedding parties.
And because he's so lazy, he just planned one. Actually, I'm just kidding.
I'm confused.
It was a really good party.
It was a good party, and I preferred it this way.
Yeah.
Because time is flying by.
Time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And having two bachelor parties in close proximity would just be like...
It's a little overwhelming.
It would be very
overwhelming. You can only do so much partying.
I can't handle that much manliness.
No.
In such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And that, I felt like planning this party, I asked you and Kyle both, what kind of, like, what are we going for? Do you guys feel like being active? Do you guys feel just like chilling? Like, what's the vibe that you guys want? And you guys both said, we don't care. And so it was all up to me. So I decided I am going to – my goal was to just have the manliest weekend ever.
Mm.
And I feel like the one of the most manly, like, places you can stay at is a cabin.
Definitely.
Now, granted, this cabin that we stayed at up in Michigan was not a log cabin. Or, like, the walls were made out of logs.
But it looked like a log cabin.
It did. It had very much a feel of a log cabin.
And it smelled like wood on the inside, which is the best part of a log cabin.
I agree. I was really impressed with it.
The railing was all made of wood. The chairs were all made of wood. The tables were all made of wood.
The bedding, even the beds, the frames of the beds were made out of cedar logs.
I think besides staying in a cabin, also one of the manliest things we ate was the bacon wrapped burgers.
That's where I was going.
My wife is amazing. I mean I know that you guys knew that before, but now you guys have tasted.
But not everyone else knew amazing. It.
You're right. Not everyone else of the guys. Everyone else. Every one of the guys already knew, but now. Everyone on the podcast knows that my wife is amazing because she made the ultimate patty, I feel. Like,
it was.
How much more ultimate can you get?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
It had cheese.
If someone were to think up, conjure the ultimate patty in their mind, I guarantee you couldn't come up with a more incredible patty.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Carry on.
All right. So this patty consisted of actually two patties. What she did was she made two hamburger patties, and then she put a slice of cheese betwixt the two, and then kind of pinched the edges together.
Crimped it
to form a single patty. And then she harnessed her basket-making skills to form a weave, not of wood, but of bacon.
This was the most impressive part. I still don't know how that's possible, to weave bacon in the manner did. Because it fit perfectly.
Yeah, it was just like
a tight weave.
And it was like tight around the burger.
It was
burger.
Like it came out of the cow like
it,
that.
It mm-hmm. did. It looked like a chicken. I'll carry on.
It was the perfect.
Ruben, all my faith in your smarts have been lost.
It was the perfect union of beef and pig that you've ever seen.
Cow with the cheese.
And
actually,
that's dairy.
A good point.
I said beef, though.
Yeah, but beef
is cow.
Well, I mean,
isn't it?
Johnny was there, and I feel like for his sake, I must
was
object.
What was it, Miller beef?
No, I mean, as far as steers and cows, I mean, beef comes from steers.
Steers.
So it was beef and cow.
Cows. It was
and bacon.
Yeah.
Beef, cow, pig.
Beef, cow, pig. If somebody would invent a pig that would just be all bacon, they would be a billionaire.
We would call them the bacon billionaire.
The bacon billionaire.
And I attempted to grill these things, and it went quite well, I must say.
It did.
There was a lot of chiefs around that small grill. Getting, you know, poking in with their little bits of advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually feel a little bit bad for you. But
how many coals there should be, how to light the coals. Actually, Jeff helped with that part. And, yeah, there was some criticism going around.
There was, but all in all, I feel like everyone was fairly forgiving.
I mean, I feel like...
Especially once they tasted.
It's standard procedure for the guys to just stand around and criticize each other.
Yeah.
That's just what we do.
I mean, it's in the Bible. Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron.
I felt very sharpened.
I did too.
Over the weekend. And, yeah, you're right. There is a ton of criticism thrown around the entire weekend about everything.
Everything.
Especially Kyle's driving / parking. There always must be... Some complaining and whining about when Kyle drives.
And this I think goes, some this of goes it, back
am
years.
I right?
Yes. Especially about the parking. Because even though he has his CDL and supposedly has driven a semi, for some reason he cannot park his pickup truck.
I almost wonder if he does it on purpose a little bit so that some of the accusations are actually valid.
It makes it more fun when there's a little bit of truth.
When there's a little bit of truth to it.
So he's almost like in on his own joke.
Kind of.
He's in on his own punchline.
Speaking of which,
he's his
did we tell
critic.
The story about his truck?
What?
In the garage? Because that was a great story.
Oh, no. We need to see that story.
I didn't even know about it hilarious. Until the weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
It was a great story.
Do you know it well?
Yeah. So somebody borrowed Kyle's truck, and it's a big old Ford pickup diesel. What is
and
it? A 350?
I think it's a...
Anyways.
No, I don't know if it's 350.
It's stick shift, okay? And stick shift, especially older stick shifts, a lot of people, because they don't trust the parking brake, will like put it in gear when they park so that instead of just working against the parking brake, the truck is working against the engine when it tries to roll. Anyways, and so Kyle doesn't ever do this. He just uses the parking brake. But other people do. Somebody borrowed his truck and parked it on this. So their hill or their house is, or the garage, right next to the garage, which is kind of on a slope uphill towards the garage, okay? And he like backs it up to the garage.
And pretty steep.
Yeah, it's fairly steep. And so like to keep it from rolling, puts it in reverse, backs up to the garage, leaves, and just leaves in reverse when he leaves, okay? And he also sets the parking brake. But Kyle, not wanting to jump up into this truck's pretty high off the ground. He comes out a few days later to use it. He wanted to warm it up. It's diesel. So he wanted to warm it up before he used it. Reaches in and presses the clutch with his left hand and reaches around and turns the truck on. Okay, because you have to push the clutch in on a manual vehicle to start the vehicle. You always have to. Okay, so he turns the truck on, releases the clutch, and the truck promptly takes off without stalling and backs right into the garage.
And it's also, the parking brake is on.
The parking brake is on. Truck doesn't care. It's a beastly truck. And it just backed right onto the garage, pushed the wall in, probably, I don't know, from the looks of it, it was probably close to 6 inches, broke some studs.
I don't know how I didn't notice this.
That it was in gear?
No, how I didn't notice it.
The house?
The house, yeah.
Well, you need to look at it. You'll see it right away.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, and Kyle quick clutches it, turns it off, and whatever, but yeah, it was just, it was so funny. He
so
was so mad.
It still didn't stall even after it hit.
Still didn't stall.
It was like spinning.
It kept right on going.
Wow,
that is a beastly truck.
It's a beastly truck.
Wow. Was there anything else from the weekend that we wanted to discuss?
The Dutch Village.
The Dutch Village,
in Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember that, Ruben?
It was swamped.
Well, yes. Yeah.
I just thought it was so cool. We never stopped there.
No, we just drove by.
We just drove
by. I yelled at some kids that were out there. I forget what I yelled at.
Wiesenge!
Eppes Wiesel.
It reminds me a lot of Napanee, except in Holland, in Holland, Michigan, their homes.
They have a Dutch village.
Yeah.
And it's very much more.
And Napanee is about the Amish. Holland is about
the
Holland.
Dutch.
Actual Dutch.
Yeah.
They have clopping shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like everything there is named the wooden shoe.
Would you rather live in Napanee where it's about a lot about the Amish and you have your Amish craftsmanship,
Amish acres,
and all that stuff? Or would you rather live in Holland? If they were in the same place.
Napanee is so much smaller.
Yeah, Holland,
but I feel like Napanee is probably, even though Dutch Village isn't really super authentic Amish, it's a little bit more authentic than probably Holland is.
Because we actually have Amish people here.
Because there's actually...
They don't actually have the... There might be some Dutch people, but...
We have the Dutch kitchen and the Dutch kettle.
And the Dutch Village.
And the Dutch Village.
And Amish Acres.
Anyway, let's move on.
The Dutch Acres.
The Dutch Acres.
What's this Willie the Welder story?
Mm.
Jeff,
great,
take it away.
Willie
with
the Welder story.
The Willie Welder.
This is one of my favorite Willie stories. Not because of what happened, but because of who Willie actually is. If you guys know.
Do we get to find out who Willie is?
No. We don't get to find out in this podcast. I will spare him of that. But. You will probably figure it out eventually.
If you do a little bit of asking around, you'll find
out. So Willie decided that his lawn needed mowing. and wanted to borrow the shop lawnmower. Thought that it was, you know, because, yeah.
Of course.
We let our employees do that if they're loyal employees.
We do?
Some of them.
You're not at that level. You haven't leveled up
yet. You haven't leveled up to there.
Okay. I'm one of the longest guys.
This is. Anyway.
Just because you won Team Spirit of the Month award.
Doesn't mean on the Lawnmower of the List award.
No. It's a separate
So anyways, Willie was in mower. A hurry. Willie was in a hurry and knew that it wasn't too far to his house, so he probably could just like put the mower on the trailer and set the parking brake and head home, just go really slow. This is all fine and dandy. Leaves out of the shop, heads down 19, and comes up upon some disturbance or something. For some reason, he discovered that the parking brake didn't actually work.
On the mower?
On the mower.
Any mower.
And the way he discovered this was he looked in his rearview mirror and saw the mower tumbling end over end across 19 and into the ditch. And it ended up just totally destroying the mower. It broke one of the wheels off and just bent it all up.
This is one reason I would be in favor of a surveillance state where everything is captured on camera.
He said there was a bunch of Amish guys out like trying to help him get the thing out of the ditch. It was, yeah. So,
did they get their horses to hook up to the mower?
I think they had their like skid loaders and stuff out there. Anyways, but it's a short Willie story, but it's great.
It's
and
delightful.
If you know who it is, it's even better. That's all I'm gonna say.
Anyways, man.
Willie the welder needs to put out an ad for a new mower.
And he could buy even mower.
He buys used mowers.
Behind in payment mowers.
Walk behind mowers.
Walk behind.
Zero turn mowers. Even it tumbled across 19 and flew into the ditch mowers.
Yeah.
Jeff, you had mentioned a romantic photo shoot that inspired you.
Yeah. So this is kind of in theme of single thoughts. So this guy, I'm looking through my Google News feed, and came across this story and thought it looked interesting. So
you need to share it to the French press.
Yeah. So the title of this article is "When You Want Romantic Photos But Only Have Yourself," and basically this super single guy decided that he wanted a romantic photo shoot.
Super single guy.
And he teamed up with a photographer and did this awesome photo shoot with just himself. And here he is on a blanket, just laying on the blanket, chin in his hands, staring dreamily into the eyes of the air.
The eyes of the air.
And here he is standing playfully behind a tree, peeking around the corner. Here he is making out with the air.
Oh, wow.
Here he has his arm resting on the blanket as if there were someone there, but there isn't. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of photos like of that theme. I just thought it was really funny.
That is funny.
I'm sharing it on our Facebook page, so perfect. People can check it out. Perfect. There.
That was pretty much it.
I feel like we should take like some of our few single friends yet and like Photoshop their face on top of those,
yes. So I'm always inspired, as a photographer, I'm always inspired by somebody who comes up with something totally unique, and this is that. So now this, whoever this is, has started a trend.
What would you call it?
What's the
name of this trend?
The title of this photo shoot was "The Loneliest Number is One."
That's a good title. Man.
You don't always want to be number one, I guess is the moral of that story.
Something.
So there's like the Me Too movement. Could we call this like
the Me One movement?
Yeah, the Me One movement or the Forever Alone movement.
Forever Alone is just, it's perpetually there. It's that's an that's existing, been around it's an for existing so long. Movement.
Yeah, it's already a movement.
All right. Do we have any more to discuss? Any other stories, feedback?
Not that I know of.
Words of wisdom.
I need to go soon. All right, well, I need to help with World Missionary Press.
What's the point of it all, Layton?
Okay. The point is, Ruben. Ruben is a TLDR kind of person. That's point number one. Point number two, bachelor parties must include criticism, manliness, and ultimate patties. Point number three and the last point is Willie owes the shop a new mower.
And what's a word of the week to leave with the listeners?
Word of the week is mower.